And now your host, who is an Eagle Scout that is horrible at tying knots, Dave Denniston.
All right. Welcome back, my friends, to another episode of Land Stories Live. I am your host, Dave Denniston of Generation Family Properties, LLC, where our goal is to help hundreds of people just like you own land. And of course, we would love to tell your land story. Well, today I'm back up in Adam. I am flying solo today, and you know what that means. I got some jokes. And not only that, but we are going to finally finish this series about the largest landholders in America. Today, we are going to cover the number one largest landholder in America today. And also, we are going to have a featured property, a brand new property in Klamath County, Oregon. So we're going to talk about all of that today. I hope you're doing well in the midst of COVID. I'm recording this on August 31st, if you are listening to the podcast version. So we've gotten through 6 months of COVID. 2020 is, we're on the final stretch, and it has been crazy around here. I took off a couple of months from recording episodes until about 2 weeks ago. And I want to share with you something personal that I got to see my folks recently, which is the first time I've seen them for a while. My folks live in the Dallas area, North Dallas, and I live in Minnesota. And I was just really pleased to see them. We met kind of halfway in Branson, Missouri, and it was just nice spending time with them. We didn't go to any shows or anything like that in Branson, but it was just nice seeing my parents when we live so far away from one another. So I hope you and your family are doing well and handling this crisis well. Certainly, it's hurt in a lot of ways. On the other hand, here at Generation Family Properties, we've never been busier with so many people realizing that they can work remotely, so many people wanting to get away from the city, so many people wanting to own something and putting some of those extra tax incentives to work. And so we certainly have properties, and we've been buying more and trying some different areas. And I encourage you, check out our website. Inventory is changing constantly as we're buying new properties. We currently have properties in everywhere from Oregon to New Mexico to Arizona to Colorado, including in a couple of counties that we have very limited experience in. And we're going to continue to experiment and buy properties in new areas, particularly in those states, but in some different places we've never been before in the next six to 12 months. And we'll be trying some new places. We'll be adding places in Florida and Texas and California and other states. So join us for this journey, and I am so glad that you can spend some time with us today. Well, with that being out of the way, of course, we got some jokes for you. And so, my friends, there was a man who takes his sick chihuahua to the veterinarian. They're immediately taken back to a room. Soon, a Labrador walks in, sniffs the chihuahua for 10 minutes and leaves. And then a cat comes in. He stares at the chihuahua for 10 minutes, and then he leaves too. Finally, the doctor comes in, prescribes some medicine, and then hands the man a $250 bill. The man said, "This must be a mistake. I've only been here for 20 minutes." "No mistake," the doctor says. "It's $100 for the lab test, $100 for the CAT scan, and $50 for the medicine." Doesn't it feel that way with doctors and medicine? You get hit with a big bill for not doing a whole lot. So maybe they should have more Labradors and cats come in. At least you could pet something and have some fun. All right, here's another one. Are you ready? You ready for this one? Well, a man was driving down the road when a policeman stopped him. The officer looked in the back of the man's truck and he said, asked the man, "Why are these penguins in your truck?" The man replied, "These are my penguins. They belong to me." The officer replies, "You need to take them to the zoo right now." Well, the next day, the officer sees the same man driving down the road. So he pulled him over again. He saw that the penguins were still in the truck, but they were wearing sunglasses this time. "I thought you were told you to take these penguins to the zoo," the officer said. "I did," replied the man, "and today I'm taking them to the beach." Oh, I love these jokes. They're great. I hope that adds some levity to your day, my friends. Well, we have been spending now the 10th episode on the largest 10 landholders in America. And I want to tell you about the largest one today. This man is someone that most of us, got some yawns going on. This man, he is the largest landowner in the U.S., and he's probably not someone that you've heard of before. This man is a cable TV mogul. No, we're not talking Ted Turner. We talked about him before, number three. He currently owns the $24 billion company Liberty Media. His name, John C. Malone, the man who is the largest landowner in the U.S., at least as of last year. He is someone who's been in cable TV since the early 70s. He actually bought the Atlanta Braves from Ted Turner. He has some Formula One racing ventures he's in. He owns Discovery Communication through Liberty, as well as Lionsgate and Stars. So that's all through Liberty. Of course, the man is a billionaire, but he wasn't born with it. Like several of our people, you know, came from very humble beginnings. He was born March 7th, 1941, in Milford, Connecticut, to parents of Irish descent. He attended Hopkins School, which is one of the most prestigious in the country, founded in 1660. So school been around for a long, long time. Graduated in 1959. So this guy is about to be turning 80 years old next year. He attended Yale, so obviously did well for himself. He got his degree in electrical engineering and economics. He then headed off to Johns Hopkins University to get his master's in industrial management. Well, he started off in his career working for Bell Labs, named after, of course, Alexander Graham Bell. In 1967, Malone returned to Baltimore and Johns Hopkins to get a PhD in operations research. Once he completed his doctorate, he went to work for McKinsey and Company in New York City. So he's moved around quite a bit. So grew up kind of on the East Coast, tended to stay there quite a bit. And once he completed his doctorate, which he got at Johns Hopkins, he went to work for a consulting firm called McKinsey and Company back in New York again. Spent 3 years there working for companies like GE, consulting with GE and IBM, and he learned Wall Street hated cable companies. So he got tired of consulting. 1973, he took a job at General Instrument. He had to take a pay cut, which I think is always a fascinating thing. Sometimes, my friends, we got to go down before we go up. And that was the case with him. So he took a pay cut to get that job. At General Instrument, he was in charge of a division called Gerald, J-E-R-R-O-L-D, which made mini computers for the cable TV industry. Well, at that company, that division within McKinsey, he met Bob Magnus. In 1973, Bob Magnus offered him the CEO job at the nearly bankrupt cable company Telecommunications. So this company was on the brink. He took the risk of joining this company. So he and his wife, they packed their bags and he moved to Colorado. So he moved out west. At the time, they only had 400,000 subscribers and $12 million in sales. Well, that doesn't sound too bad, right? But the company had $132 million in debt to its creditors. $12 million in sales and $132 million in debt. By 1990, he had turned them around. So 17 years later, they were the biggest cable company in the U.S. They had 8.5 million subscribers. AT&T bought them in 1998 for $32 billion. Adjusted for inflation, that would be like $50 billion today. Huge step for AT&T. Now, after the sale, he retained control of Liberty Media, which was a subsidiary that was a separate publicly traded company. And since then, Liberty went from providing cable TV service to owning networks broadcasting, Discovery, Virgin, QVC, Lionsgate, which owns Starz, the Game Show Network, and more. And so after this and during his career, obviously he made an awful lot of money. And he didn't start buying land until 2010. So he bought first property in New Mexico, Bell's Ranch, 290,000 acres, 453 square miles back then. The purchase price was never disclosed, but apparently it was listed for $83 million. He went on to buy land in Colorado, in Florida, in Maine, in Maryland, New Hampshire, and Wyoming. And he owns a bit over 1 million acres of woodlands in Maine and New Hampshire. So those have been two big ones for him. He has a home in Boothbane, Maine, where he keeps his sailing yachts. In 2013, he bought the 800-acre Bridlewoods Farms in Florida for $14 million and got into horse racing. So one of his horses there won the Belmont Stakes in 2017. He goes by the name of Cable Cowboy. Now, not only did he buy properties in the U.S., he also bought some properties in Ireland, which was Humewood Castle, which is a 32,000-square-foot castle that sits on 427 acres that he bought for $11 million. Now, not only is it is he a land buyer, he's also a philanthropist. The gentleman's donated $25 million to Hopkins Schools Science Center. He's donated $50 million to Yale. He's did another $30 million in 2011 to John Hopkins for a research building for engineering. So the guy's giving back as well. Total estimated net worth, $9 billion. How much land does this gentleman have? A total of 2.2 million acres in the United States. And I'm looking at a heat map here where he owns land. He has a lot of land in the northeast corner of New Mexico. And like they said, in Maine. So Maine, he just has a ton of land. Between John Malone, who we were just talking about, and Ted Turner, they own more than four million acres of land in 12 states. Most of it, of course, is Western ranch land. We talked about Ted Turner before. Ted Turner has 51,000 bison near Yellowstone. Now, what's interesting about Maine, we've talked about a lot of people. We've talked about the Pinnegree family. We've talked about Peter Buck, who was a Subway co-founder. There's a total of 7 landowners that collectively own 25% of Maine's land. 25% of Maine's land owned by those people, of which he is one of them. So the Cable Cowboy did all right for himself, really got into land kind of late in life. What I find inspirational about his story is he didn't start with money. He really, really earned his way up. He took a pay cut to be able to get a better position. He took risk in his career, becoming the CEO of a cable company that was nearly bankrupt. He was willing to change and move and do new things in his career, which are all things that I personally can relate to. And well, my friends, I hope you've enjoyed this this series that we've done of the largest landowners in America. And Man, what a journey for these people. I hope it inspires you. I hope it inspires you to do things in your career, to take risk, to try different things, to spread your wings, spread your career, and give back. You know, each of these people are giving back in different ways. It certainly inspires me to do all that, and I hope it inspires you too. Well, let's talk a bit about our featured property of the day. Our featured property of the day, I'll go ahead and share my screen with everybody, which of course is behind me on the green screen, if you are watching this live, is this beautiful property in Southern Oregon, in Klamath County, Oregon. Hey there, Land Stories listeners. We at Generation Family Properties appreciate your continued support of this podcast. Every stream, every download, every review matters, and we can just not say thank you enough. To show you just how appreciative we are, starting May 1st, all the way through July 31st, we'll be offering 20%, that's right, 20% off any property to anyone who listens to our podcast. That's 20% off the cash payment, the down payment, and the monthly payment of any property that we have here at Generation Family Properties. All you have to do is opt in by texting 20 off land. That's 20 OFFLAND, 20 off land to 44222. Again, text 20 off land, 20 OFFLAND to 44222. Thank you so much. Can't wait to help make some of your land dreams come true. And now back to the show. If you're not familiar with Klamath County, I recommend checking out our blogs, genfanproperty.com/blogs. We have all kinds of great blogs. Our last one was on the pros and cons of tiny homes that we get asked about that summer happened to write for us. We have some clients that have had testimonials. We have all stuff about fishing spots, which of course, some of the things are about Klamath County. We have a beginner's guide to fishing in Klamath County. We have the top three attractions in Klamath County with some great things you can do. One of the things here is Crater Lake and the Lava Beds National Monument. Two really cool things that you can do in Klamath County. So check out our blog posts, and we got some great information there. Now, this property you can see is a really nice one, in my opinion. You can see here, it is close to Highway 140. So here's a paved road. And then you can see just as the paved road ends and becomes dirt on Prairie Dog, that's where this property is. Not only is it close to the highway, but it's close to the reservoir. Ritter Reservoir is just over a way. As a matter of fact, you can see it, of course, from the property. If we do a distance measurement, well, you're looking at about 1,300 feet to the reservoir. So easy walking distance, about a quarter mile away. You can see here in this area, there's some houses here and there. This particular property doesn't have any neighbors right next to it, but there certainly are some around. There's a house a few hundred feet away down the hill here. This property, as I mentioned, is off of Highway 140, straight shot out to Klamath Falls. But you're kind of out more in the farmy area out here. You can see here's the town of Derry and Yana and Klamath Falls over here. For someone that wants a nice, relatively close location to Klamath Falls, but still being out of town, this is a great lot for them. Some folks really don't like driving on dirt roads. You can see here around the immediate map, there's dirt roads going all over the place, which you'd have to get back pretty far to some of these areas. Some of them we've held ourselves with other properties. You can get back pretty far here and takes a longer time to get to the properties. So let's do a measurement from Klamath Falls. only 30 minutes away from Klamath Falls. So easy to get to Costco and Target and Walmart and all the stuff that you can see here. You see there's a regional airport that's about 30 minutes away. Highway 140 takes you right out to this property. See all the stuff in Klamath County. So easy drive to get to places and do things. Not to mention, of course, you have plenty of privacy out here. And I just love the location. If you're not familiar with where Klamath Falls is, it's in the southern part of Oregon. So let me see if I can change the map here for you. So it's about probably an hour away from the California border. You're about an hour away from Medford and Interstate 5. So you're just over the mountains from Medford. You can see here, there's all kinds of national forests in this area. The Fremont National Forest over here to the east, Modoc National Forest to the south, Cascade, Siskiyou Forest over here, Crater Lake up here to the northwest. So you're nice and out. You're nowhere close to where a lot of the fires have been out in this part of Northern California. Not too far from Redding. A couple hours away from Eugene, a few hours away from Portland. You're probably 5 hours away from Portland or so. So that's probably your closest big city. Redding is probably the closest other size city. You're probably another 5 hours away from Sacramento. So kind of equidistant from Sacramento and Portland. Now, some pictures of this property to show you guys. Obviously, there's some great views. This property is up on the hillside, pretty easy to get to. There's some lava rock here and there on the property, but lots of trees. Obviously, some nice views of the area here. Some good-looking trees. And here's the road. You can see the road here. Let's see if we get a different shot of the road. So you can see the road is cut off a little bit here. To get into the property, it'd be a little difficult initially. You might need to do a little bit of dirt work to get a driveway in. But once you do, you can see there's some flatter spots that would be easier to build on with some gorgeous views on the property. So it's a real nice one, 1.6 acres in total. The price we're looking for on the property, actually, before I do that, let me tell you the elevation's about 6,000 feet. You do get some snow up here, January, February, but a lot of the year it's gorgeous. You get into March and the temperature starts warming up. Annual taxes, less than $70 a year the last time we looked. So you're paying less than $100 a year for a property that has power not too far away. There's no electrical poles you can see here on the road in front of it. We're looking for a discounted cash price of around $12,000. Or if you want to do owner phone financing, it's about $12,900 plus interest, which we're looking for a minimum of $1,000 down and $249 a month. So that's the minimums. And one of the things I like about this particular county that's different than some other ones is it does allow tiny homes. All you need is something 300 square feet or bigger. We looked at plenty of other counties across the country that require 600 square foot minimum or 800 square foot minimum or 1,000 square foot minimum. This is far less. So for our tiny home people, this is a perfect one for you. Manufactured homes, mobile homes are all good. Don't have to build on it if you don't want to. You could camp or RV on it 21 days every 6 months on the property. So you can't do it full time. I do know in past conversations with the county that you can install septic on there, and then you could stay in an RV for longer as long as you are actively building on it. So great property, nice pricing. Recommend you check it out. Certainly you could go to our website, genfamproperties.com, and do a search for our properties in Oregon. And that, my friends, pretty well wraps it up for the day. Hope you're doing well and hanging in there. And certainly, I would love to hear from you. If you have a question about land, send it to me. contact@genfamproperties.com or submit them through Facebook. If you have any show ideas, I'm exploring a few new ideas and bringing on some guests that we are going to be discussing stuff with. Thank you so much for tuning into Land Stories with me, your host, Dave Denniston. Make sure to check out all of our properties at www.genfamproperties.com. And if you are looking for land, it would be my honor to speak with you. Feel free to give me a call directly, 775-234-2058. Thank you so much, my friends. Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right, my friends, well, that wraps up the episode for today. And just a reminder to show you just how appreciative we are of you listening. Starting May 1st all the way through July 31st, we will be offering 20% off any property to anyone who listens to this podcast. That's right, 20% off the cash payment, the down payment, and the monthly payment of any property. Just send us a text at 442-22 with the code 20FFLAND. That's 20 off land. And again, we thank you. We can't wait to help make some of your land dreams come true.